Grain futures sharply lower as the trade throws the baby out with the bathwater. Last night at 8 p.m. our time, that's 9 o'clock in the morning China time, when President Trump and Xi Jinping got together and had conversations, agriculture was not discussed. Well, the way the grain trade works, it was all bulled up waiting for a big surprise so they could sell into a higher start. Well, there was nothing there to sell into, so they just sold anyway, liquidating their positions out. And so this liquidating out was mild in the night, but it picked up a head of steam when the day session got underway and she got out of hand, especially even with the unknown destination of 250,000 metric tons of beans sold this morning, announced before the opening. Didn't matter. Down we were going to go. Now, here's what's interesting. Tonight, 8 o'clock our time, 9 o'clock China in the morning time, President Trump and President Xi get back together again. I don't think President Trump is going to forget about talking agricultural exports to the country of China. And they have this new talk going on about a board of trade where China would agree to take about $30 to $50 billion worth of U.S. products, but it would be a mix of their choice, like energies, corn, soybeans, wheat, whatever they want it to be, more capitalistically styled rather than communistically styled, saying you're going to do this much. No, so that actually makes more sense. And think about it, 25 million metric tons of beans, which is what we're hoping they'll buy, new crop, it's only going to cost them $12 billion at today's prices in order to do that. So it works. And whether that conversation gets brought up tonight, that's what the trade will flip on. And so we flip the switch off for caring about grains today with sharp losses. Maybe they flip it on for at least recovery tomorrow. But we are middle of the May month now here, and it's kind of hard to get the grain markets to keep pushing higher without a crop problem for corn and soybeans yet. And Brazil has a big hole in their corn crop, which the market's not paying attention to at the moment. So presently, we have corn in July down 13 and 3 quarters, 467, December off 12 and a quarter, 490 and 3 quarters. In the soybeans, July off 40 and 3 quarters cents. That's about 7 cents off the low of the session. We're at 1188 and a quarter. November down 28 and 3 quarters at 1179. In the wheat, corn, July off 19 and a quarter at 656 and a quarter. Kansas, July, down 22 and a quarter cents, 702 and a half. That puts them 48 cents off of the high they made, what was that, in the morning hours of Wednesday, yesterday morning. Yeah, volatility. Minneapolis wheat, July, down 18 cents, $7.01¾. Minneapolis, September, down 18 and a quarter at 722 and a half. As we take a look at the, one second, different page here. As we take a look at the cattle trade, we are up 7 cents only on June cattle despite a strong cash market. The market has found selling from the higher start. We're at 252.75, down 5 cents. August cattle up 25 cents to 246.72. Feeder cattle, August now turning lower on the day, down $1.82, 359.10. September down $1.47, 356.50. October off $1.27, 353.30. Hogs also lower, down $1.42 at 99.45. July giving up $1.22 at 105.67. Gold today down $21 an ounce, $4,685. Silver, July, down $4, $85.32. Meanwhile, crude oil for July up 46 cents a barrel, $97.26, while the gasoline contract for July gives up a penny and a quarter, $3.45.5. Diesel fuel for July down 3.5 cents a gallon, $3.78. Any questions, you can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.